Welcome to Just the Taste. I'm Scott Curry with Chef's Best. We gather to talk about the trends in marketing, retail, and production in food and beverage that are shaping the industry. We're joined today by author and entrepreneur Marcus Sakey. Marcus is a co-founder of Ritual Zero. Interestingly enough, Marcus is an international best-selling author with more than 2 million books in print. For the most part, he writes crime novels set in the blue-collar world of the south side of Chicago. In 2007, his debut novel, The Blade Itself, was featured as a New York Times editor's pick and named one of Esquire magazine's 5 best reads of 2007. The rights to several of his stories have been purchased by Hollywood. A Renaissance man, if there ever was one, he is a certified scuba diver and sailing captain, a rock climber, an accomplished carpenter, a spice junkie, and, in his own words, quote, a hell of a cook. Before becoming a writer, Marcus spent more than a decade in advertising and branding. Marcus, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Scott. It's a pleasure.
All right. So, Marcus, tell us about the company. In Ritual Zero, for those that don't know yet, is an alcohol-free drink.
There is, I believe.
Yeah, a whiskey and a gin. I understand that you had kind of a conscious decision to, you know, just abstain from alcohol for a period, and that led you to where you are today. So take us back a little bit and how you became a co-founder of the company.
Well, Ritual Zero Proof is as you said, it's an American-made spirit alternative that has the taste and smell and burn of liquor, but without the alcohol or calories. And the reasoning behind that, and I know it sounds unusual, but the reason behind it is actually really straightforward. I was taking a conscious break from liquor, just for health reasons. I love cocktails, but I just kind of wanted to step back for a little. And I found that what I really missed was the ritual of making a cocktail and settling down with an adult beverage that's sophisticated. So I like making things. I like telling stories and making books and building things and cooking. So I went into the kitchen and started to see what I could do, if I could come up with something that was at least a proof of that concept, something that I could mix in a glass as a substitute for alcohol. 500 iterations later, working with some of the best in the business out of Louisville, Ritual Zero Proof Gin and Whiskey were released to the market.
All right. So spirits, I think it's safe to say, in my view, have experienced a bit of a resurgence in the past few years. Growing up, if you will, I recall it's, you had a couple of vodkas out there, you had a couple of gins out there, and, you know, there weren't really many options. And today, I'll guess that there's, if you go into just a standard store selling alcohol, you might have 20, 30 vodka choices and just as many whiskeys and so on. And it seemed to follow kind of a similar trend to craft beer. Based on your experience so far, what do you attribute that overall resurgence to? Is it just advanced palates? Is it you know, something larger going on, and how did that influence your decision, to enter the market with a product like this?
Well, I agree. Spirits have definitely had a resurgence over the last years. And I attribute a lot of that to, yes, to advanced palates, but also just to a desire at this age, this era, for choice. People want to be able to choose and have some nuance between those choices. And that led to the rise of a lot more spirits and craft spirits and so forth. And it also is what's led to the incredible growth of the non-alcoholic market. These days, while there are many more options, there's a real movement to drink better rather than drink more, to care about the ingredients in your cocktail, to make a cocktail with real precision and art and make something out of it rather than just sort of splash some liquor in a glass.
And who is it that you're marketing to now? Is it individuals that you know, are abstaining from alcohol permanently, or, you know, just choosing to take a break, whether that's a, you know, literally a 24-hour break, saying, you know, I'm not really want to drink alcohol, I've got to get up in the morning or something like that. Or is it, you know, I'd imagine that, you know, might be someone that might be the driver in the group or like that, or is there another audience that, that you're looking to reach out to, health conscious or whatnot?
What's so great about non-alcoholic spirits and Ritual Zero Proof in particular is that honestly, the market is a little bit of everyone. It is the people you talked about, not people who are, who have chosen to step away from alcohol forever. I would want to be very careful. People need to, if they're in recovery, they need to make their own choices there. Mm. But for us, it's much more about people who are training for a marathon or trying to lose weight or making a baby, or who've had two cocktails already. And still want something sophisticated and adult, another way to mark a moment. And that's really where Ritual comes in. It's where I see the non-alc movement coming in. It's not about taking away anyone's alcohol. In fact, Ritual is certainly made up of drinkers. We love spirits. We just wanted another alternative for the occasions when we didn't want the alcohol or the calories.
Mm. And are you finding that individuals are consuming it conspicuously? I ask out of curiosity, and I'll share my own anecdote on this. When I travel for business, oftentimes, you know, you have to get up at 7 a.m, yet there's an event you have to go to. And, you know, I want to get a little bit deeper in a moment into what the ritual means, but you know, part of being at a ritual and event is having a drink, right? And I have found that there is something to having it in your hand, right? If you go to an event and there's 100 people there, and you almost need it in your hand. It's almost it's part prop, part crutch. Right. To have it in your hand.
Totally.
It gives you know, you take a sip if you want to think, and, you know, you just, it would almost feel odd to have your hands in your pocket. So
yeah,
what I've done in the past is I get soda water. Right. And I say, hey, put some lime in there. And I have to admit that I'm acting like I'm drinking, right. I'm acting like it, except that I'm not, right? And I can drink 20 of them and I can go to bed and I might, you know, have a lot of liquid in me, but I know I'm going to wake up refreshed. Are people at a party doing it in a covert way, or are they more, hey, this is what I'm doing tonight, would you like to join me?
Well, exactly that, Scott. I mean, here's the thing. Club soda and lime is fine. But you're a grown ass man and you deserve better than club soda. I mean, it's really just that simple. So no, I don't think there's any need to be covert about it at all.
Great.
If people want to, if that's the culture they're in and they need to pretend, fine. But no, this isn't about hiding anything. You know, Ritual Zero Proof is about, it's about abundance. It's about more. You can have more of those. You can have as many of Ritual gin and tonics as you'd like. You can also have low ABV cocktails made with Ritual, where it's basically a real cocktail with traditional spirits and Ritual, and it's lower alcohol and lower calorie, which means, you know, you can savor more of them if you like, or savor them longer. So no, this is not about hiding anything. It's really about giving people more tools and more choice.
Wonderful. And so without giving away any trade secrets, and I believe you that it was 500, you know,
it was
in the kitchen. How did you mimic the taste of gin and whiskey, which I think have a very distinct taste. And I would say very distinct smell and aroma. Right. And you know, without being a certified master taster myself, there's, I think, clear alcoholic tones to both of those, right? There's, like you said, there's a, I think you referred to it as a burn. How on earth did you recreate that?
It was not easy, Scott. We worked with a group of master distillers out of Louisville. We did do more than 500 iterations to get there. Ritual is not alcohol with the alcohol removed. It's not stripped out in that way. It's an additive process. It's a lot more like cooking. We used all natural botanicals that echo the flavors that you come to expect in gin or whiskey. So our whiskey is warm and smooth and round with notes of vanilla and caramel and oak. Our gin is really bright and refreshing with juniper and pine and lime and cucumber. And then extremely importantly, you can't make a drink without that the heat of liquor. Without that, it just doesn't stand up. And so they all have a burn similar to what alcohol has. Now, I'm not going to tell you or anyone else that it tastes exactly the same or that it will fool you completely. It's very much the way that an Impossible Burger might be compared to beef or almond milk might be compared to dairy. It's not the exact same thing, but it's another choice that can serve the same role and lets you make your own decision.
Where can people find this right now? I guess there's retail, there's, restaurants, there's bars as well. How has penetration gone? I should note, how long have you been in market right now?
We've only been on the market about 7 weeks, and it's been explosive. In fact, in that time, the initial production run we expected us to last 6 months, and we burned through it in about 4.5 weeks.
Wow.
The demand is very real. People want something that they understand. They know how to use a gin or a whiskey, and they just want that choice. So we are a Chicago-based company. You can find it all over Chicagoland, everywhere from Second City to Michelin-starred restaurants, to Binny's, which is our liquor superstore. You can also find it online at both Amazon.com and Ritual0Proof.com.
And you've converted me. I'm going to order some.
Nice.
I'm thinking, gosh, the number of times where you said I want to enjoy the ritual. I like and appreciate gin and whiskey. Yet you said for any of the various reasons that we touched on, whether health related or whatnot, you're just not too sure that, that's the moment that you actually want to be consuming alcohol. But deeply embedded in our culture is having a drink.
In our culture and in our psyches. I mean, I think it's a personal thing too. And that's one of the things that I love about ritual is that people are immediately suspicious. There's this air when we talk about an alcohol-free alternative that it's like we're there to take their guns. we love spirits. We are not trying to take away anyone's spirits. We all drink spirits. But there are times when you want that choice. And it's really easy to explain, actually, because people start out confused and suspicious. And then they think about it. It's like, oh, yeah, it's a great third drink. Or I would like to lose a few pounds. Or my wife is pregnant, and she's really sick of fruit juice. So it is a cultural thing, but it's also a personal thing in that we want to have that reward center, that feeling of like you're sitting down at the end of a day with something, and that something you just be better than club soda. Be better than club soda.
How does it work with regulatory bodies? And I asked that because I was thinking about ordering online and, do you have to be in a certain state to do that? But then I thought, wait a minute, I'm not ordering alcohol. No. You must have had to think about this, right? You have the regulatory bodies. Do you have to adhere to FDA guidelines that are the alcohol industry? So you do, okay.
No, FDA guidelines, not TTB guidelines, which are the alcohol industry guidelines. It's a tremendous advantage as a business. our product is non-alcoholic. You know, it's zero proof. And so it is treated, it falls under all the rules that that food and beverage do, as opposed to spirits. So we can ship all over. We ship only nationally so far, although we've actually gotten a lot of interest internationally that we're trying to keep up with demand on. But it's offered us a lot of flexibility in that people can try this, you know, anywhere in the country. You can go on Amazon and have a bottle at your door in a day or two.
Mm-hmm. So let's remind folks again where you can do this. So it's ritualzeroproof.com. You mentioned that it's on Amazon as well. And you're on Instagram at Ritual Zero Proof. And you're on Facebook at Ritual Zero Proof as well. So I encourage folks to follow you along there. So what's next? Just, you know, further expansion beyond the regional markets, I imagine. And where do you see your momentum taking you?
Well, we are growing very, very quickly. Non-alc as a category is relatively new, but absolutely indisputable. Over the last 2 years, interest in non-alc drinks has grown across the board. Online searches for the word mocktail are up 42%. You know, we sold through our entire run in 4 weeks. Whole Foods releases a trend report every year listing the food trends for the next year, and zero proof spirits or zero proof drinks were one of those. So the market is expanding rapidly, and we're just really excited to be leading it as the first American-made beverage to do this. We are expanding nationally and rapidly. We have significant financial backing, so we will be. You're going to be seeing us everywhere before long.
Amazing, and are you still writing books at the same time? Because you sound busy.
I am busy. I don't sleep a lot. I am still writing books. This is all, oddly, they all kind of tie together for me. I like making things. I like making experiences. And there's, in a way, there's not that much different between making a zero proof spirit for someone or writing a story that keeps them up too late or cooking dinner for someone I love.
It's all creativity, right?
It's all creativity, and that's just, you know, very genuinely where my juice comes from.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for appearing. I think it's really interesting. It's a interesting category to hear. You know, you're serious about it, and I'm not sure why I might have had another expectation, but your passion is clear about it. As you mentioned, you're a stable company that's well funded. And I'm really curious how big this gets. And you hear about, you know, millennials drinking less alcohol for all sorts of reasons, health being one of them. You know, there's the old original non-alcoholic was O'Doul's, right? Yet this is just such a new approach, a new category that I have a feeling that you're going to be very successful with it. And the fact that you're having such early success tells me that it's going to happen rapidly. We talked to a lot of entrepreneurs on here, and you're off like a rocket ship. So I congratulate you on that and wish you a lot of luck along the way.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's been a really fun ride, and I'm looking forward to the rest of it. And it's been really fun chatting with you.
You bet. Again, it's ritualzeroproof.com, and check them out. And it sounds like pretty soon they will literally be at a store near you. So thanks again, Marcus, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Just a Taste, a Chef's Best production. Join us again next time as we talk to more experts in marketing, retail, and production in the food and beverage industry. You can always visit us at chefsbest.com to learn more.